Hello, good evening. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, am I speaking to Rafael Marin?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you. In which county are you registered to vote?
Doñana.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
'm not willing to get that information.
Okay, don't worry. Thank you. Well, would you please tell me in which age group you belong to? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 46, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65.
The previous
plus.
One.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I finished high school.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming November elections for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First, we have Gabe Vasquez.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Would you say, are you strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable?
Strongly favorable.
We also have Yvette Harrell. Strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
I've heard, yes, strongly approved.
Thank you. We also have Kamala Harris, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Strongly favorable.
We also have Donald Trump, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. Will you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be healthcare, protecting democracy, the environment and climate change, Social Security and Medicare, government spending and the debt, crime and drugs, taxes, the economy and jobs, national security and foreign affairs, education, inflation and the cost of living like groceries and gas, illegal immigration and border security, abortion.
Cost of living and health.
Thank you. Will you pick the one that says social security and Medicare or healthcare?
Healthcare.
Thank you so much. One second, please. Okay, and thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for the President, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, which 1 means, meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10, meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Okay, 10.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Biden recently dropped out the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump Republican, Kamala Harris Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Independent, Chase Oliver Libertarian, and Jill Stein Green Party?
Kamala Harris.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Yvette Herrera, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
I would say Gabe Vasquez, definitely.
Would you say, okay, thank you. Next, I like to read to you some statements about one of the candidates running from the U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote, okay? Gabe Vasquez, oh, I'm sorry. I am going to read some statements to you about one of the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These statements are the ones that you can hear on the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
Much less.
Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
Much less.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez said, investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industries contribute roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported the policies that left us with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
Somewhat more.
Thank you. As crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border, a quote, non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
No difference.
Gay Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in high school, in school. Sorry, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
Somewhat less.
Thank you. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gay Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gay Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
Somewhat less.
Gay Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Yes, of course. Gay Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else.
Much less.
Thank you. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gay Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Gay Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. No difference, much less, somewhat more, much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Gay Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was to open the replacing police officers with psychologists and has support reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
Much less.
Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gay Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. No difference, much less, somewhat more, much more.
Much less. One question, ma'am. From what party are you?
Sorry, no, this is just a statement that you can see on the internet. We are not affirming or denying anything. This is just opinion.
Well, it seems like you're bashing Gay Vasquez.
No, sorry, we are just collecting your opinion about this statement.
You know what? I think I'm going to end the interview right now. So I do appreciate it, but thank you very much, okay? Because I don't think this is... equal. You're just bashing him. And so I don't think that's right. But appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We are all...